Proclamation number 8696, dated the December 10th, 1963. Knowledge about Jesus Christ is of utmost importance. The fact that you repeatedly receive explanations about Jesus Christ's act of salvation is because people only slightly or rarely believe in it anymore, for their thoughts are too focused on worldly affairs and the act of salvation is a spiritual event which cannot be grasped by a worldly directed mind. Yet people are only on earth for a spiritual purpose. And if this spiritual purpose is not accomplished, then the human being's life was lived in vain, and the soul falls back into the abyss again from where it had worked its way up over an infinitely long period of time with God's help. If it is possible to make people understand the spiritual reason for the act of salvation and Jesus' mission, much will be gained. For then they will no longer reject him, but they will try to mentally empathize and to comprehend his way of life on earth. However, humanity is not very willing and inclined to receive spiritual instructions, unless it is rudely awakened from its normal life by overwhelming events and painful occurrences and starts to think. And for this reason such fateful happenings cannot stop either. But by and large they will then indeed remember their God and Creator and appeal to him when they need help. And the fact that they acknowledge him at all as the power which created them and also determines the human being's destiny is beneficial for the soul in itself. And yet it is of utmost importance to attain the correct knowledge about Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. Because the human being will always remain too weak to live a way of life in accordance with God's will if he does not make use of the flow of strength which Jesus acquired through his death on the cross and which is now accessible to every human being as grace. Only when a human being very strongly revives his faith in God will he be able to receive the flow of strength from God himself. But this person will then also turn to Jesus without doubt. He will be open to every instruction he receives about him and his act of salvation, and he will let himself be redeemed by appealing to him for forgiveness of his guilt. Nevertheless, during the last days before the end, this knowledge about Jesus will become very faded. People will only know of the purely human events, and they will not judge them as any different than those of other people with the same fate. For in their darkened spiritual state they will lack the knowledge about all correlations, they will not be able to explain it to themselves properly, and thus they will discard everything they have heard about Jesus and his act of salvation into the realm of myth. They won't know that it concerns a highly significant spiritual mystery, an act of profound spiritual reason which is of immense significance for the salvation of the human being's soul, for is beatitude in the spiritual kingdom which will last eternally, and therefore they won't take the trouble to discover the truth about it either, but rather reject everything and won't believe in Jesus' existence, or they will exclude all knowledge they possess of him from their thoughts so as not to be bothered by it. Therefore they will miss the purpose of their lives, they will only live for earthly goals and won't endeavor in their return to God which is only possible through Jesus Christ, and their earthly life will be lived in vain and can lead to a repeated banishment in the creations of earth. And God's adversary will always promote this attitude of people. He will do everything in order to completely prevent the knowledge about Jesus and his act of salvation, or he will spread such misguided teachings in this respect that people will fall away by themselves and thereby obstruct their path to him. But they are living as human beings on earth as a consequence of their immense original sin due to their past apostasy from God. And until this original sin is not redeemed they will be unable to return to God, because God's justice demands an atonement which was paid by the human being Jesus, and therefore he is to be acknowledged as the Son of God and Redeemer of the world. who made it possible for the eternal deity himself to suffer within the human shell of Jesus and to die for the sins of all humankind. Amen.